heart and soul, God, and thank you. Lord, we praise you for all them that comes and visits. Pray that your blessing, God, just bless the heart and soul. Bless your life, God, ever what the will of God is. Bless them, Lord, Rodney. God, he's looking so much better this morning, God. God, just bless him and continue to help him, Lord. He needs to know the ways of holiness. He knows the ways of the world, God. But God, when you get your heart right with the Lord, you get your heart right with God, the world has to fall off, Lord. God, be blessing Sister Eth and Brother Tom. God, they got more needs probably than I can even bear to mention, Lord. But God, we know that you can meet the needs that we got, Lord. Yes, Kevin, God. All her needs, Lord, is spiritual, mental, whatever it may be, God. God, be blessed, Lord. Yeah. God, I just praise you, God, for all the blessings and the prayers that you answer. God, we pray that you'll bless the little church to go on, to be right in the will of God, to be right in the will of God, to be right. God, be based on the word and help us to stay based on the word. God, we pray that you thank you, Lord, throughout all eternity, God. God, our plan is to make heaven our home, Lord. God, come be with you in the saints of Rome. Let us march around the throne of God. Lord, do bless us and help us, Lord, to be the overcomers that we need to be. Bless all, put it in the hand, all the unspoken request. God, be with us. Good bless. In the name of Jesus.
God, in the name of
Jesus. Still be praying about Sister Nettie. She asked us to come down there one Thursday night. And Sister Nettie could preach for them. We might have just had a prayer meeting that night down there with them instead of having a prayer meeting Wednesday night. They have a prayer meeting on Thursday night. So we might just go down there and have a prayer meeting night for them that week. So y'all just be praying about that. Lord, of the door. Make a way. Alright? Alright. What page you got, Miss Pam?
28.
Page 28 of the church hymn.
Thank you.
of that stuff there. But thank the Lord for a grand and glorious feeling. That's the way you feel a lot of times serving the Lord. It ain't that you feel proud and boastful. It's just the feeling of a glorious feeling. Amen. You ain't trying to be no more saved than the next one. But when you're saved and you know it, that makes a big difference. Praise the Lord. You don't care who knows you're saved after a while. Your salvation don't change when you go to Walmart. Praise the Lord. Your relationship don't change with the Lord when you go to the pharmacist or the lawyer's office name. Praise the Lord. What you got, Sister Pat?
149. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
His anchor there. If he ain't there, it's sealed. Yeah. Lord, Cindy Mason by their completion. Amen. I've heard something dying. They get hot, beach get hot. I'm getting hot. Don't let me go. All that type of thing. And I've heard some say they were looking toward heaven. They felt like they were going on up toward heaven, headed for glory. Amen. You're going to leave here one way or the other. Amen. That's right. You ain't got no choice in it. It's what's appointed of the man to die. When God said it is so, and it's going to come to pass. Amen. He's not a God of false promises. God keeps his word. Amen. He can't fail his word. It's been forever settled in heaven. Praise the Lord. Come on, Sister Amy, y'all pray for him. Let me get this mic out.
Praise the Lord. I spoke to him this morning. Got this phone handing it over to me.
Praise the Lord.
I appreciate your word tonight.
Oh.
Y'all pray for him. Yep, ma'am. If you have time, let's go back in Luke. Luke's not going to be a thing, I don't think, so there may not be a need to put a bookmark here. But we're back in Luke for tonight. Luke chapter 13 and verse 6. Luke chapter 13 and verse 6. Are you finally able to say amen? Luke chapter 13 and verse 6. He spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came home and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after thou shalt cut it down. Read verse 8 and 9 again. And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. Y'all pray for me. Now, the master of the house, he come home, he'd been coming home for 3 years, and that fig tree hadn't done anything.
Right.
It was withered, and it just sort of, he said, it's just taking up space. So we need to get it out of the way.
Yeah.
And most time, the masters, they didn't tend the house. They just kind of run things now and then. They had a vineyardman, he done the vineyards. They had a housemaid that done the house. They had service that done this. Everybody had their job. The master just come home every once in a while from business or from wherever he was, and he would just kind of look over things. And he told the vineyardman, he said, look at all these other things, other trees and bushes and plants that look so much better. Why do we toil with this withered fig tree?
Yeah.
It's just taking up space. Cumbereth means when you're over encumbered, you're carrying a heavy load. And he said, we need to free the ground. He said, it's just eating up the nutrients from the dirt and from the ground, just taking up water, wasting water. We could be using the fertilizer and water on other plants that are bearing fruit. But the vineyardman said, let me dig one more time around it. And let me dung it, put fertilizer around it one more time. Let's give it another year. Sister Dina, some things don't need another year.
Right.
Y'all help me out now.
Bless
you. Sister Dina, you know, there's sometimes when there's preacher authority, there's Christian authority, there's Sunday school teacher authority, there's treasury authority, there's pastor authority, there's male authority. In holiness, I always feel like holiness has a lot of authority. When it comes to Sister Lisa, sometimes other people, like, for instance,
when I'm at work or at daycare and somebody needs prayer, they bypass everybody they don't think looks like a Christian, and they come to the one that does.
Right.
They see that skirt, Sister B, and that's the first thing they think is Christian, that long hair, and they come straight to you, Sister, at least and ask you to pray. Now, there's a lot of other people that say they're Christians, but they come to the one, but we're not the supreme authority. The Lord is the supreme authority. Y'all hear me out? When He come by and said the tree needs to be cut down, that's what should have happened, Sister B.
Yeah.
But we say sometimes, Lord, if we could dig around it again and fertilize it again, it might grow up different. But Sister Benita, if that's a lemon tree, it's a lemon seed, it's going to grow up and be a lemon tree. It's not going to change. The master come by and he said, look at it, withered and taking up space. It's making you over encumbered. Sister Lisa, don't start it, because once you start it and you tend to it and it grows up to be something that later on you're going to have to cut down. He said, don't let it grow up anymore. It's in your way and it's making you over encumbered. If you tend it and grow it up, then later on it's going to get too big to deal with and you'll have to cut it down so you can get back where you're supposed to be. Come on now, help me out. All it starts with, Sister Lisa, is those little teeny seeds. We say, Lord, if I can dig around it, if I can just trim it up some, if I can make it just a little bit different, if I can change the shape of it, change the fruit on it, make it not grow up like this anymore. If we can just start over again, Sister Lisa, God is the supreme authority. If He come by and says, cut it down light, small, before it gets too big to handle. And then you got a whole tree getting it standing in your way, making you over encumbered.
Right.
Sister Lisa, we already carrying a cross. We already got a burden and a yoke that He said, my yoke is light and my burden is easy. But Sister Lisa, we human, and anything spiritual sometimes is a struggle, because we constantly fight against that flesh and we steady struggling up that hill just like Jesus was. We steady struggling trying to get up that hill, putting more and more of that tree on us, carrying more and more burdens that we shouldn't have to bear, because we said, if I can just tend it, if I can just talk and make it a little bit different, it won't happen like this, Lord. If I can just have another year.
Right.
The Lord said, it's been 3 years.
Right.
Come on now.
Yeah.
It's been 3 years, Sister Lisa.
Right.
He said, don't you think it's time to cut it down?
Yeah.
He told me in Revelations, He said, I have all against you. Go and do your first works over. He's serious about that thing, Sister B. He means that if you let something stand in your way and hinder you, you will have to go back to the beginning and do them first works over. I've seen people come in here and they say, if I could just get back where I used to be. It's called that toiling in a vineyard that's over encumbered. It's struggling for life and it needs to die. The Lord will help you kill it, Sister Lisa. But if you keep fertilizing and bringing it back, asking, Lord, can we have another year? Nip it while it's young. Kill it before it gets too big to handle. And then you got to go back to a full-grown tree with an axe several years down the road trying to cut down something that you let get way too big.
Right. That's right.
Sister Lisa, it's better to do it while it's small. When the Lord points out a problem, handle the problem.
Right.
Sister B, when the Lord says there's a stumbling block, move it.
Right.
Watch out for it. Pray about it. Seek some kind of help over it. Ask the preacher. Ask the deacon. Pray about it. Read your Bible. If you see and the Lord opens your eyes and you see a stumbling block, do something about it. Sister Benda, this is your salvation. This ain't His salvation. He shows you things, but it's up to you to do something about it. He said you work out your own soul's salvation. If you want that soul to stay with that salvation, you got to work out any stumbling block that comes along the way.
Right. That's right.
tells you there's a problem.
Right.
You're tending something that's making you over encumbered.
Right.
You're tending something, Sister Dina, that's wearing you out.
Yes.
That's draining you. Then cut it down.
Right.
Sister Dina, it has to mean more than anything. He has to be the only prize, the only end that we're seeking, Sister B.
Right.
We can't keep saying, Lord, let me take a break from my journey and let me stand over here for another year. If I can just have another year to toll this tree, if I can just have another year to put dung around it and fertilize it, if I can just have one more year, the Master said it's been three. If it's not going to bear any fruit by now, it's not going to bear any in another year. Sister Dina, there's some things you can't fix. Let the Lord chop it down. While it's young, and it might spring up again. But if you let it grow up and be a tree, then when you go to chop it down because it's hindering you, you're going to kill it. Sister Lisa, let the Lord chop it down now. It might grow up, sprig up in a little while. You can't fix everybody. You can't fix everything. There's some situations you can't even handle. You have to let God handle or somebody else handle. Another Christian has to come along and finish carrying the burden you've been carrying.
Right.
But I tell you what, if you let the Lord cut it down, it'll spring up again. But if you keep tending to it and toiling with it and dunging it, and for another year, it's going to grow up and be out of control. And then it's going to hinder you from getting your salvation. And you're going to have to cut it down at the roots. And by then, it's going to kill it.
Yeah. Right.
Sister Lisa, we let things get out of control. And then when you say, well, Lord, I don't want this to, 20 years from now, Lord, I don't want this to get in the way of me and you.
Right.
And the Lord's going to say, put Isaac on the altar then. Then you're going to have to kill Isaac on the altar. Because right now, he sent you a ram in the bush.
Yeah.
If you stop now, you got a ram. But in 20 years, he might not send an angel to stop your hand from Isaac. In 20 years, you might have to kill Isaac.
Yeah.
Right. Sister Dana, it's better to stop things now than let them get out of control. We're not courting a lemon tree. You know what courting is? Keep playing with something over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going back to the same thing. Keep adding the same thing on. We're not courting the devil. We're not courting a tree that don't need to be there. We're not keeping things in our garden, in our vineyard that we don't need.
Right.
It's the last days, and it's so important that we doing everything we should be doing.
That's right.
Now, I appreciate the Lord, and I feel like that was what was on my heart. Let's not, don't raise it up, and you won't have to cut it down later. I appreciate the Lord, and I appreciate y'all.
Now, let's gather around and spend a few minutes in prayer for this message. The good Lord, he sends us a message for a reason. We can keep growing in the Lord. We may not wind up with 50 or 100, but we can still grow.
Yes.
So let's pray and ask God to help us to continue on.